We are talking today with former Senator Byron Dorgan. Senator Dorgan, let's talk a little bit about this proposed merger that is out there that I guess has kind of gotten a little muddy between Kansas City Southern, Canadian Pacific railway lines. That was the original deal. I know that more recently we've got Canadian National now trying to get in the mix, and looks like maybe Kansas City Southern looking seriously at their offer as well. Where are we on all of this this talk regarding the merger that could give us a Canada-U.S.-Mexico rail line?
Mm-hmm. Well, I should tell you, first of all, I have long been an opponent of rail mergers. I have never thought rail mergers make a lot of sense. What has happened with very big mergers, the shippers have been told by the railroads these days, they have so much power, the shippers have been told, here's where we're going to stop. If you want to put something on a road, be there. So I'm not a big fan of rail mergers. I think this proposed merger with Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern is a rare exception. And the reason I think it's a rare exception is I think it will open new markets, it will promote more competition, and it will create a single line opportunity to both coasts, Pacific and Atlantic, but also down into Texas and deep into Mexico with single line hauls and single line service. So I just think it makes a lot of sense to provide new markets and new opportunities and more competition for shippers.
Given that the original announcements came from Kansas City Southern and Canadian Pacific, I think the dollar amount was somewhere around $25 billion for the deal. And I know that one of the things that was being touted at that time was that this is something that could pass the scrutiny of regulators. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. I think it's likely to, because it will provide more competition and provide opportunities for shippers to serve new markets. I don't think that's true with respect to the Canadian National. Canadian National has something like 300 shipping facilities where they serve along with Kansas City Southern. So you have competition that would be destroyed if you have that kind of a merger. And so my hope is that if there is a merger, and by the way, a merger of Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern would still leave it as the smallest of the major rail systems. That wouldn't be the case with Canadian National. And I know it's confusing because you got two Canadian companies involved. Only one of them, in my judgment, Canadian Pacific, wishing to merge with Kansas City Southern, would provide new service, single line service, one single rail system with no overlap. That would connect premier ports on the U.S. Gulf, the Atlantic, and Pacific coast. And with the new USMCA trade agreement with Mexico and Canada and the U.S., it just makes sense to have better service and opening new markets and more competition. And that would happen with Canadian Pacific and the merger with KCS.
Sounds like you do have some of the same concerns that we've heard in other media reports regarding a potential deal between Canadian National and Kansas City Southern, in that it could be difficult to get regulators to sign off on it.
I think the Surface Transportation Board should not in any case take a serious look at the Canadian National proposal. And the reason is if they decide to move in that direction, by the way, that would create the third largest rail system in America, in our countries. And if they decide to do that, you're going to see more and more mergers. I don't think that will be the case with the Canadian Pacific, Kansas City Southern, because they would consider that under an exemption that existed for Kansas City Southern. But if they went the other direction and decided to ignore the fact that it's going to destroy competition rather than create more competition, we will see more mergers, more rail mergers, and I think that's the wrong approach. As I said, I generally am not supportive of mergers. This one does make sense. And by the way, if Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern merge, they'll still be the smallest major railroad. But they will provide new competition and new opportunities for shippers. That's why, for example, the grain growers in my state, my home state of North Dakota, and others have come out in support of the Canadian Pacific proposal.
Senator, I know that in your career you have championed agriculture in your time in the U.S. Senate and in your public life. What would this type of a merger mean, you think, for agriculture all up and down this entire line?
I think it would be an advantage if the merger is with Canadian Pacific, because as I said, it provides a new single rail system with no overlap. You know what's happening with some of our shippers these days, they get into, for example, Chicago, where you have six rail lines choking the system, and in many cases you don't have a shipper that can put something, whether it's a grain or some sort of farm commodity, on a rail car and have it go straight to its destination. It comes to a choke point, has to be reloaded. I mean, the fact is, I think if you could eliminate those choke points and create new direct line service, and not only connect both the Pacific and Atlantic coasts, across both of our countries, but also connect deep into Mexico, I think it would be terrific for shippers.
You know, the proposal, in other words, the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern merger was announced. Then you had Canadian National come in. They really sweetened the pot significantly. Kind of hard, I would think, for Kansas City Southern to pass up that opportunity to take that, what, $8 billion or so additional money. I mean, how's this going to work out, you think?
Well, the point, no capability for the Surface Transportation Board to take a look at Canadian National and say, yeah, this makes sense for anybody. I mean, how does it make sense for shippers when you're destroying competition? And we have several hundred shipper facilities that had competition between Kansas City Southern and CN, and it's destroyed. I think, that the Kansas City Southern board needs to understand and look at the risk that regulators will never support the Canadian National proposal. They will support, I believe, the Canadian Pacific proposal precisely because it is good for shippers, does provide new and additional competition to new markets.
So you're really of the mind that this has very little likelihood of happening if it's Canadian National and Kansas City Southern.
That's what I think. I think there's tremendous risk with respect to the Surface Transportation Board deciding that they want to open up new opportunities for significant big mergers. The exception is going to be a merger that will still have the smallest major railroad in Kansas City Southern and Canadian Pacific, but it's a merger that is good for shippers, in my judgment.
If you don't mind me asking, what exactly is your interest in all this?
Well, I indicated publicly that when this was announced, excuse me, and the North Dakota grain growers and others took a hard look at it and thought it was smart, my interest in the Northern Great Plains, just as an example, of seeing farmers be able to put products on a rail car and move it directly to a market and have the best opportunity for it to get there without a long delay and without horrible pricing. So I looked at that and decided this is something I would support and did support. And Canadian Pacific asked if I would be helpful to them, and I said, sure.
Bottom line, I guess this is all about maybe options for folks that want to ship by rail, including agriculture.
Yes, of course, it's more than agriculture, but shipping agricultural products is very, very important. Often you don't find the pricing that you like, you don't find the opportunity to the specific markets that you want, and you also find choke points in moving some of that product. This proposed merger with Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern, I think, would address all of those issues in a way that would be positive for shippers.
Thank you, Senator. Former Senator Byron Dorgan talking with us about the proposed merger of Kansas City Southern with Canadian Pacific Rail Lines, and, of course, the further complication of Canadian National Railways coming in, making a counteroffer, a more lucrative counteroffer. We'll see exactly how those two deals play out, whether or not the regulators will go for one or the other. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.